Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Each and every day at 7 and 8 o'clock, we have stuff to give away. This hour's prize, a one-night stay at the Sheraton Crown Center. Ryan, what do the listeners need to do to win?
You all know we like to keep it easy for you at 7 o'clock in the morning. We know you're just waking up, or you just got your coffee in, or you're driving in, or whatever the case may be. We don't want to make it too difficult on you. The next time you hear this...
Hey, ass face.
Wow. The next time you hear that, I just figured it's easy to work that in, right? That's what she said. The next time you hear that, be caller number
21 for what we're going to talk about today.
21. Caller number 21 to 913-576-7610. The next time you hear that drop, you will get hooked up with a lovely stay at the Sheraton.
Yep, down in Crown Center. Very nicely done. This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. You can check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com. Guys, where you can find twice the size engagement ring on a custom-made ring for half the price of all of the other big box stores, only at Kriegel Mesh.
What a day yesterday in terms of, like, strange and bizarre in the NFL and reading into things. And the 21 you mentioned would be the uniform number of
Landon Collins,
mm-hmm. Giants safety. Firestorm was set off yesterday on social media. Wow. Josina Anderson of ESPN kind of got it going. I'm told Giants safety Landon Collins cleaned out his locker today at the team facility and said his goodbyes to teammates, coaches, and trainers. Doesn't seem like Collins expects to be a Giant for much longer, per sources.
Mm-hmm.
Then the battle was on. Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Attention those who care about the New York Giants. Landon Collins, capital letters, has not cleaned out his locker at the team facility. Repeat, Landon Collins has not cleaned out his locker at the team facility. Go about your business and have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Collins then tweets, "The stuff in that locker that I have left, I do not need," with a 100 emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out your locker on February the 20th, causing such a stir.
Well, some of that Josina Anderson report is stuff I'm not buying.
It's the off season. You're lucky the guy was even in the building.
Yeah, like there's no players there.
Here, I'm going to grab some things because I'm not going to be here for a while.
Right.
Could be anything.
Right.
Could absolutely be anything. The surprise is when he's there in the first place.
Right, exactly. There's nobody at facilities right now walking around saying goodbye to teammates because, I don't know if you know this or not, this is the dead period of the NFL. Guys are on vacation.
What? Was this in the news?
It was, yeah. I mean, Sean McVay last week was taking pictures with his beautiful girlfriend on a beach somewhere. This is vacation time in the NFL.
Steve Spagnuolo, the new Chiefs defensive coordinator, was asked if he's, you know, talked to all the players. Like, well, I've reached out to some, and I've seen some others in the building, but it's like random.
Right.
It's like totally random.
Yeah, so it's not like you walked in on a Monday or a Wednesday in the NFL and packed up all your stuff and said your goodbyes and walked out the door. It just doesn't work that way at this time of the year. So did he clean out his locker yesterday? Apparently not, because he said there's still stuff in there that he doesn't need right now. So this report by Josina Anderson.
Well, stuff in that locker that I've left, I do not need, which would imply he grabbed all the stuff he needed and got out.
Got
which
out.
He very well
could
very
have.
Very well could be the case.
Right.
You could also bring that stuff back.
Sure you can. Absolutely. But you don't have to sit there and say he talked to his teammates.
Here's the stuff I need.
Right.
I took all the stuff out of my locker that I need that is actually mine.
Mm-hmm.
Left a bunch of stuff that's like team stuff.
Right.
And may or may not be back.
Right.
That's all you can read into it.
Sure.
Now, could he have been saying goodbyes? Quite possibly. He's like, hey, I'll see you later.
Right. Take care. Yeah. Don't you say goodbye when you leave for the day? You always
or,
do.
Hey, right,
I'll see you tomorrow.
They're not like they're signing yearbooks and stuff.
I'll see you when we're back
in the middle of March. Yeah.
We're this is our time.
Right.
We're out.
Gone. See ya.
So it's not to say that he doesn't believe he's going to be back, but I just find the whole story just funny because this was super analyzed and there were point, counterpoint all over the place yesterday on social media, and every beat guy and beat reporter were all over this thing yesterday. What exactly does it mean for Landon Collins? It means it's the off season. You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking his stuff. You going to leave your stuff there for like 3 months?
No. Do you leave your stuff at work?
No.
No, you take it.
Take your stuff that you need to have with you.
Right.
That's what he did.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal.
But it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
He might be out. Arrowhead Pride then posted a poll. Would you like to see the Chiefs sign safety Landon Collins? 92% yes.
Wow. I thought everybody loved Eric Berry, though.
Can you count on Eric Berry?
No, I can't count on Eric Berry.
Playmaking safety?
My child has a better chance of playing safety this year for the Chiefs than Eric Berry does.
Should the Chiefs go after Landon Collins? This was a guy you liked at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I've been on the Landon Collins bandwagon for a while. He was the one guy that, you know, when all the trade stuff was going down and everybody wanted the guy from Arizona that broke his leg, or that was Seattle, and then the guy from Arizona didn't want to come here. I was always on the Landon Collins bandwagon because I think he fits kind of the system that the Chiefs were playing at the time, and even more so now fits the system because of Steve Spagnuolo coming in here. And he was his defensive coordinator for a couple of years with the Giants. And Landon Collins, as I've said numerous times on this show, became an all-pro under Steve Spagnuolo at the safety position. He was captain of the Giants. I mean, this is a player that you want right now in Kansas City. And I think
that could be a free agent. They could franchise tag him. But yesterday, yeah, why wouldn't you clean out your locker? You don't know.
Right, you don't know if you're going to be back. And even if they do franchise him and you are back, he's already talking about potentially sitting out those spring workouts and not getting back. So you're going to leave all your stuff there for 6 months?
No, I'm not. Because I'm not going to come back and get it if I'm not here.
Right,
too.
Exactly.
Same thing goes for that regard.
Sure.
Too. So would I like to see the Chiefs go after Landon Collins? Yeah. Would that be another sign that maybe there where everybody else is at with Eric Berry, which is I don't believe he's going to play.
And even if he is going to play, I still think you have to. I mean, he hasn't played in 2 years,
yeah.
And he didn't look good when he did play. I mean, Gronk, of all people, who is talking about retirement now and didn't play well all season, ate Eric Berry's lunch in that playoff game. So, to me,
and even if they franchise tag him, you can still go after somebody.
You can still go after him.
So it's costly, but
it's not, though.
It's believed to be costly in football terms, but I'm with you. It's not. What would happen if they franchise tagged him and the Chiefs were deciding they were still going to sign him?
The Chiefs would have to give up 2 first-round draft picks, and I would do that in a heartbeat because I think Landon Collins gives you a better opportunity to win a Super Bowl than whoever you're going to draft at 29 this year, mm-hmm. and then in the 30s probably again next year.
Or late 20s.
Or late 20s, yeah. Early 30s.
You expect to be drafting in the late 20s foreseeable future.
Yeah, as long as Andy Reid, your coach, you expect probably 25
you're
down,
hoping
right?
You're hoping it's
it's in the mid-20s to the 30s, drafting every single year because he's got you in that position to make the playoffs and win a couple of playoff games and maybe sneak into a Super Bowl here or there, win a Super Bowl. You hope to be drafting very, very late. So on the surface, you may think, I'm not giving up 2 first-round draft picks, but ask yourself the question, what gives you a better opportunity right now with this team to win a Super Bowl? Landon Collins, a guy who is an all-pro, a guy who's played in Spags' defense before and knows the system, a guy that can be that safety that we've been looking for the last 2 years, and also be the leader out there on the field. He could be a direct extension of Steve Spagnuolo out on the field and be a coach out on the field and line everybody up. We saw Eric Berry allegedly lining people up in that first half of the Chargers game, and we were all impressed. Ooh, look at Eric Berry lining guys up. He knows the defense. Well, wouldn't you like Landon Collins to come with Steve Spagnuolo as a guy who knows the defense from a player's perspective that can be a coach on the field? So, in my opinion, there are just too many factors out there that say Landon Collins is a better fit for the Kansas City Chiefs than anybody they're going to draft at 29 this year and hopefully in the 30s again next year. The best chance for you to get to a Super Bowl right now is to go out, and even if the Giants franchise him, trade for Landon Collins or sign Landon Collins and be willing to give up your first-round pick this year and next year, because I don't think those picks are going to help the Kansas City Chiefs right now immediately. And this is a Super Bowl-ready team. You just need a couple of tweaks, and one of the biggest tweaks you need is a safety and somebody who can play and a guy who knows the system at a position of need, to me, that's worth two late first-round picks anyway every single day of the week. I think we overvalue draft picks. We've been conditioned to overvalue draft picks, especially here in Kansas City. The hell with those draft picks. Who the hell did the Chiefs draft last year, that you wouldn't have traded right now for Landon Collins? Whoever they drafted in the first round. Breland Speaks. Was that their first pick last year and their first pick the year before, whoever that was? Would you trade Tano Passanio or any of these guys that the Chiefs have right now?
Oh, second rounder, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm looking at, I'm trying to figure out guys that they've drafted.
But the Chiefs need to be thinking dollars, right?
Sure.
And your best way to maximize your dollars in the NFL is cheap young players.
Absolutely.
That you get the draft.
But also the best way to maximize your dollars in the NFL is go win a damn Super Bowl. And that's ultimately the goal. And I think while you are right, you have to think about the dollar side of things. We heard from Clark Hunt, 2 years ago, the cap's a myth. We know the cap is a myth and you can get around those type of things. Your goal right now needs to be, don't screw this thing up. You've got a Super Bowl ready offense, right? You've got a Super Bowl ready type of head coach. You've got a defensive coordinator that has won a couple of Super Bowls. You've got a defensive coordinator that is ready to rock and roll and make this defense better. Let's give this defensive coordinator what he needs. And I think Steve Spagnuolo needs Landon Collins and the Chiefs need Landon Collins more than they need two first-round draft picks over the next 2 years that are going to be in the late 20s or early 30s. I would go out and do that.
Since 2010 in the first round, they drafted Eric Berry, John Baldwin, Dontari Poe, Eric Fisher, D. Ford, Marcus Peters, didn't have a pick in 2016, and then took Pat Mahomes in 2017. No pick last year.
Round pick last year. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily think we overvalue the draft selection, especially a first-round draft pick. But I understand what you're saying. Like, do you want to win in the immediate, or do you want to have stock for the future? Now, when you look at guys like Eric Berry, Dontari Poe, Eric Fisher, D. Ford, Marcus Peters, Pat Mahomes, those are huge names for you, Bob. So, like, for you to say that, you know, we overvalue it, I don't think you overvalue it.
Well, Eric Fisher was the number one Eric Fisher was the number one overall pick. I still would have traded that pick that year if you could have, but you couldn't because there was nobody worth the number one overall pick that year. Right.
I mean, it was him or Jokel.
Right. Who else was drafted after that?
In 2013?
Yeah, no, you meant
D. Ford, who was, you know, he didn't really come on until his third year. Peters, who, right. I mean,
you traded him anyway.
Still had great production for you for a year and a half.
But don't you think Landon Collins can bring you great production as well?
Oh, I do. I'm just saying that, like,
you have to look at Landon Collins as your first round
draft. I don't
think
we overvalue the draft equity, though, Bob. Like, I think it's aptly valued, especially a first round pick.
No, I think we covet these picks so much. And we can't. I mean, we hear it all the time.
I think we're going to have to covet picks now.
I mean, what it comes down to,
we're going to have to covet picks now because you're going to pay your quarterback $30 million.
Correct.
But that's right. But you still got 2 years where you don't.
You're going to have to do
that.
And Landon Collins, I do worry about the long-term dollars that you're going to commit to him. Now, you could get him in free agency as well. They could opt to not franchise tag him, let him walk, and you're still going to pay him. But there's a possibility you have to pay him and give up picks.
Sure.
That seems like a lot.
But to me, in my opinion, is you have a better chance to win a Super Bowl if you do that than rely on guys that you're drafting at the end of the first round every year. And so that's what I would do. My goal is to win a Super Bowl. Do you think this team is a Super Bowl contender with Landon Collins or a random guy that you get without making many wholesale changes on your defense? And if Spags wasn't here, I wouldn't be so high on this right now.
But what are we talking about? Are we talking about next year or are we talking about for the foreseeable future? Because when we talked about Patrick Mahomes all season long, everyone wants to turn their eyes towards a dynasty. Well, if that's what you're going to do, if you think that you have a $200 million guy in Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have to build some draft equity around this guy.
I understand.
And that comes with and now that you have the rookie pay scale slotted in there, like, it makes it incredibly easy for you to manage your salary using the draft.
Sure.
You've got a guy like Brett Veach, who we all tout his or at least that's the story on him, is that he's a great scouter, and he goes out and he does the work and he puts in all the effort and watches all
this
tape.
First draft, you got to look at and kind of go, meh.
I mean, the guy's aggressive and he goes after what he wants.
Right.
The one thing that I said to you yesterday was, like, if you think that's something that Veach would do, like, if he wants Landon Collins, yeah, he'll be aggressive to go after him. But I cannot, for the life of me, understand you know, mortgaging 2 years of first round equity to try to get a guy for one season. When if you think Pat Mahomes is that guy, you want to start looking at, let's make this work for the next 5 to 10.
You did the same thing with Pat Mahomes, and he was an unknown kid coming out of Texas Tech that a lot of people looked at and went, ooh, I don't know if he's going to succeed in the NFL. You basically mortgage two first round picks
ultimately,
for him.
But that's ultimately what you're talking about is, do you want an unknown or do you want something that you have a pretty good idea of what you're getting?
I want something of a pretty good of what I'm getting. I personally, that's the way I would operate. And I think when I look at this team right now, you mentioned dynasty. You can't be a dynasty until you get that first. And does Landon Collins put you in a better position to get that first than some guy you may draft from Duke? Yeah, probably does.
And I do like the fact that he's 25. That's big to me.
This isn't a
30-year-old.
Right.
You do have some time with it. So, I mean, I think you make a very valid case. Is he going to give you more production at the age of, 26 or whatever he's going to be next season than waiting on this year's first-round pick and next year's first-round pick? Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly. And if you're in win-now mode, which you should be
You just should be anyway. Yeah.
You should be anyway, but they clearly are. Can't say I would disagree with making that move.
I'm not willing to give up what you gave up for Patrick Mahomes to get Landon Collins.
But again, Landon Collins is an all-pro. Patrick Mahomes was an unknown that people had reservations about.
He's a quarterback.
Doesn't matter, though.
I think
he was
it does.
He was still an unknown. How many quarterbacks get drafted in the first round that turn out to be total busts?
Good. We 50%. We had this conversation. We're a quarterback away from winning it. We've heard that before. I've never heard we're a safety away from winning it.
What held the Chiefs back this year?
Would you say
they might be a defensive playmaker away from winning it?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But then again, you've got a guy like Armani Watts who you don't know what you've got there because of injury.
I don't care. I don't care about guys that I may have to think about. I don't have time to think anymore. I'm getting older. Andy's getting older. Everybody's getting older. It's time to go out there and maximize and
win. The
world
is spinning, right?
It is. No, it's moving forward every day. I'm tired of sitting around here talking about, we may have something in Armani Watts, and maybe Eric Berry's going to come back. I'm tired of those things. I'm so exhausted by the Eric Berry stuff. This segment brought to you by Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Check them out at KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Steven Topeka, your winner this hour. Got himself a one-night stay at the Sheraton Crown Center. We give stuff away each and every 7 and 8 o'clock hour on the show. One-night stay at the Westin coming up for our 8 o'clock prize. So stay tuned for that. And another edition, I guess, of When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. Next.
I don't know.
Fesco in the morning.
Hot trade candidate in the NHL.
Okay, I don't know.
I'll take your word for it.
Panarin of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
What's his first name?
Artemi?
A-R-T-E-M-I,
yes.
Right? Panini? I like an Artemi Panini.
Panarin.
An artisan Panini?
Of the Columbus Blue Jackets was scratched from a game this week. Tuesday. For an undisclosed quote-unquote illness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know all the conspiracies about Anthony Davis right around the NBA trade deadline, and then mysteriously like right around the All-Star game. All those things happen in the world of sports, right? Especially around the trade deadline. So
right. He's
held out Tuesday for an illness. Happens, right? John Tortorella, the head coach of the Blue Jackets.
Torts, we call him.
Torts. Yep. Is never one to shy away from speaking. Said, hey, wait. There's nothing fishy here. The dude was sick.
Today, I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole tire tread as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved?
Yes.
He shit his pants. He was puking. He was doing everything. So enough.
There you go. Pooped his pants.
Yeah, in so many terms, right?
Yeah.
Look, it was coming out both ends for this
guy,
right?
You guys need me to be more definitive? Bleeped his pants.
I've told you guys time and time again, if you need an excuse for something, diarrhea works because we don't want to know anything more.
Right, we're good. But I appreciate the coach coming out and being honest like this because so many teams try to hide things now. Like, everything in sports is just such a game of lies and misinformation and manipulation and trying to lead people astray, that when somebody like John Tortorella just comes out with blatant honesty like that, it's really refreshing to hear. Look, everybody knows what's going on. We don't live in a bubble anymore. We know Monday is the trade deadline in the National Hockey League. Obviously, this guy's a big-time trade candidate on a team that probably isn't winning a lot of games right now. He's scratched from the lineup. It's people are going to think, oh, you're getting ready to trade him, so you don't want to play him in case he gets hurt. You want to be able to trade him and get your return for this guy. And Tortorella's like, that's not the case at all. This guy's sick.
He's sick. Well, how sick? Well, pooped his pants sick.
Yeah.
Today, I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole tire tread as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He shit his pants. He was puking. He was doing everything. So, enough.
I like, the organ in the background,
I like,
too.
Would you like the... Yes. Yeah. Why, yes, I would.
Well, yes, I would like the...
Well, yes, I would like the...
That was the line of questioning going into this.
And it makes everybody's job easier, you know, from a media standpoint. And it's good for the fans to know that, hey, maybe we aren't trying to trade this guy. Maybe we are. We don't know. But we're definitely not trying to trade him today. He's not playing because he crapped himself.
You think the player's upset because... Because John Tortellini or whatever is Tortorella, right? That's his name.
Sure.
Sorry, those are delicious. You think he's upset that he dimed him out on that?
No, and I don't think so.
Telling everybody I crap myself for, man.
Now, he may be traded on Monday for all we know, but at that point in time, the guy's sick. I mean, love the honesty.
Let's just go out on a limb here. If you, right before the show, crapped yourself.
Right.
And you had to leave.
Right.
And Kling and I go on the air, and we're like, sorry, Bob's not here. He pooped himself.
He's got an illness. And they're like, yeah, right. What's his illness?
No,
you wouldn't be mad if like, we told you.
Pants,
from the listening audience, crapped yourself?
No, not at all. I mean, people do it all the time. I mean, it happens. Have you ever had food poisoning before?
When's the last time you've had it?
The last food poisoning? It's been, you know, it's been years since I've last
had
it. I haven't
pooped your pants, but that's fine.
Oh, pooped my pants.
I didn't poop my pants during food poisoning. I
mean, when was the last time you pooped your pants?
It was right at the end of Royal season this last year.
Seriously?
I got a little cavalier with a fart.
Yeah.
And the reason I remember was right at the end of Royal season is because I had khakis in my truck.
Oh.
Because, you know, I'd leave and go to the K sometimes. And,
right.
You know, pull a Binkley. And so I had extra pants in my truck, and I had to wear khakis all day. And everyone was like, what's up with the khakis, Wachowski? Got a job interview? I'm like, no, I
poop my pants.
Poop my pants.
I've never done that before as a grown-up, out of diapers.
You are a liar.
100%. I would
admit to
it.
You've never been sick enough to, yeah.
I mean, in
you've
a
never
sick
sneezed
standpoint.
And had a little,
no.
little creep out.
No.
You guys are liars.
No, I'm not lying. I would admit to that. Why would I hide that? Who cares?
This is taking it though to the next step, Ryan, because you said that diarrhea is the perfect excuse. Like no one's going to question. Apparently, people were questioning because John Tortorella actually had answered. So there actually is a next level of breaking that down. Unfortunately,
6-9-3-0-6. When was the last time you crapped your pants?
Torts is telling us.
I assure you, I'm not alone.
Who was pitching for the Royals today? Sparkman, is that the opener?
Sparky pitches the next game for the Royals.
I bet he's pooped his pants.
John Tortorella, you remember though? This isn't the first time we've had fun with him. This was in the little bit back machine, 2016, when he went after reporter Larry Brooks.
Said one of their guys have taken a third man in.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
You're not.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'll speculate.
You speculate and be as sarcastic as you can be, as you usually are.
I will.
Go right ahead.
Good. Should one of you guys have taken a third man out?
I said I'm not taking your answering any of your questions. Have you ever fought before?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Why? Are you challenging me now?
No, I'm not challenging you.
Okay.
You know, Redden sticks up for his teammates the other night.
Yeah.
And you come up with some sarcastic article.
It was funny.
It was funny?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
You were probably beat up in the bus stop most of the time.
I think so, huh?
Next.
The late second period goal.
You're a great representative of the city. You know that?
Will you let these other guys... Just go stand somewhere else, would you please?
No, I won't.
Love that guy. Just didn't back down. You ever fought?
Yeah.
You ever fought before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Are you challenging me?
Unless you got beat
what
up at the bus
guy.
Stop.
I love the fact that he went back at the coach because usually in a situation like that, the reporter is going to be portrayed as the bad person in all of this, right? The coach can kind of do whatever he wants and bully people. And we've seen guys throughout our years bully reporters and things like that. It happens a lot. I like the fact that the coach just – that the reporter just kind of went back at this guy and was like, what are you doing here, man? I'm going to stand up for myself in this situation. So kudos to that reporter. But John Tortellini, man, he's not afraid to say anything.
I'm just, I can't get over this that you guys are lying about this. I know for a fact you have.
I would tell you if I pooped my pants. I have nothing to hide. I haven't. I haven't had the opportunity to crap myself.
Do it. It's liberating. Can the new DC do it now? And no to the balls. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
A lot of support for me on the text line.
No doubt there is a lot of support, but we were talking
straight
about
the numbers. This is a safe place,
right,
people.
No, that's fine. Yeah. We were talking about it during break. Josh almost had an accident the other day.
Yeah, he had a photo finish.
Tell you, when I run races now, I make sure I get up early enough. I make sure everything's cleaned out of my system. I don't put nothing into my system until after I'm done running a race, because when I run, I got to go. It just, the pounding, you know, pushes everything out. I've told you before, I don't know how many times, best ones I have are after I get a good run in.
I don't know why you felt the need to tell me that so many times, but you have told me a lot.
Maybe I'm trying to hint at something for you, Ryan.
That I need to have better poops or that I need to run.
Both.
Poop fine.
Did they ever find that, remember that jogger in Colorado? Remember there was...
Oh, yeah, going around in people's yards and just taking dumps. Yeah.
It was like a runner, and there was a serial pooper, and they're like, enough, person.
Yeah.
Stop. They were just running through the neighborhood and just going wherever they had to go.
Yeah.
I feel better, though, because at the end of that segment, I thought you guys, like, tricked me into admitting on the air that I've crapped myself.
No, you freely admitted it.
I mean, I've been at runs where, like, I got a half mile to go. Can I make it? And, you know, I do. But there's been times where I picked up the pace in that last half mile to get back to the bathroom.
Best time ever.
913, they crapped themselves at the Oak Park Mall. Ooh, another 913, not sick, not drunk. I'm 30. I pooped myself 3 weeks ago.
Times you got to go.
Another 913, crap myself after a long day at the Disney theme park.
I can understand that. That's a long day of walking.
Another 816, as I get older, it's harder to trust my sphincter.
You know, they make diapers for that.
913, everyone's gambled on a fart and lost. Just saying.
That's the old adage.
There's a lot of postal carriers and FedEx drivers.
Let me ask you this.
Bowel issues.
Which would be, because you got to figure out when you need to make that stop.
And right. You can't just use a bottle.
Yeah. Like, if you feel like...
Except for that one guy that told us he goes to Channel 9 all the time.
Yes, oh, I don't remember that guy. Really? I didn't hear that guy.
Oh, you might not have been here that day, but there was a delivery driver that texted in one time and was like,
Best places to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I stop by Channel 9 every day and drop off their
bags. They got a nice lobby bathroom.
And he goes to the lobby bathroom because it's fantastic.
No, they do. They have a very nice lobby bathroom at Channel 9. I'm not going to lie, I've used it.
I know, but you're not making a special stop just to go in there and drop a deuce.
No, but if you have to and you're there, you do.
You may divert a package from somewhere else.
I was in the neighborhood.
Usually, like, those guys have routes and then go to a lot of the same places every day, you know, delivering packages and whatnot. You pick up where to go. That's good. Yeah.
913, when I was a kid, a friend crapped his pants leapfrogging me.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's a horrible memory.
Yeah.
That's a scarring life.
Yeah, that one, you don't get over that.
No, you know the name of the person, the whole thing.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Never played leapfrog again.
No. You guys want to play after the show?
No. Definitely no. Definitely
no. Play some no!
All right. For everybody involved, appropriately switching subjects abruptly, like just grabbing the wheel and turning the car at this point in time.
Thank you, Jess.
Steve Spagnuolo held a super secret teleconference yesterday with reporters, select reporters.
Correct.
But he was asked if it's...
Were we selected?
No.
Possible, not probable, Ryan, but is it possible to make a dramatic leap in one season, because everybody wants this defense just to be done,
right?
New defensive coordinator now. Okay, enough of this nonsense. Let's get better immediately. Is that possible?
Well, look, that's what we want to find out. We'd all like to think that can happen, but this is a process, and there are no quick fixes. There's no magic wand. You know, one person or a new staff coming in here does not assure success, but I will tell you this, that we will do everything to put something together that we're playing aggressive, challenging, physical, competitive defensive football. That's the goal.
His honesty is right. There's no, you know, quick fixes. There's no magic wands. It's all cliche, right? But I keep going back to when he took over the Giants. Yeah. the first two games, they gave up 80 points combined in his first two games as the defensive coordinator of the Giants. They went on to win the Super Bowl that year and shut down the Patriots, who were, what, 18-0 at that point. So they have the opportunity to get better as the season goes along. And my biggest fear, and I know it's going to happen, they're not going to look good in the first couple of weeks of the season on defense, and fans are going to lose their minds. Well, I'm telling you now, don't lose your mind, because this is the Steve Spagnuolo. It's not easy to learn a new defense or a new offense and be proficient on it from day one. It's going to take some time. And, you know, I would really love, you know, Ryan, if you could get Michael Strahan on the show to talk more about, and I'm being serious about that, to talk more about the Spagnuolo style of defense, because he was on that team. And after the second game of the season that year, 07, whatever it was, they'd just given up their, like, 80th point. Nobody was buying in. Week three comes along. They get a big fourth down stop at the goal line against the Redskins, and boom, it was off and running from there. And to me, that's kind of what we should expect. That should be the expectation going into this season, especially, Josh, if they don't go out and make wholesale changes with players. And that Spags are basically telling you, we got to do more than just hire coaches. We need better players
on
this defense.
I mean, I would like to just be able to tell you, oh, it's the scheme or it's the players. That argument we had for really a couple of years.
Combination of both.
With Bob Sutton. And the actual answer is, it's all of it.
Yeah.
So a schematic.
I mean, Justin Houston's not coming back.
A schematic change, a message change, a player change. All of those things have to happen for this defense to make a radical switch. And it's not going to be, let's just throw out the same guys and see what Spag's idea for putting in them positions is going to do. Oh, it's not going to get you anywhere.
No.
It's a combination. Unfortunately, it's a combination. If you're looking for one silver bullet, there isn't one.
Right.
It's all of it.
And here's the other thing, too, that you need to have a successful defense. You need to have the players buy in to anything. You know, whether you're an employee of the Kansas City Chiefs or you're an employee of Ron's produce stand, you've got to understand and know that what you're doing every day is real, legit, and you believe in it. Because if you go to work every day.
I've heard about that produce stand, people. They're not on the same page. That's a combustible locker room there.
It really is bad. I mean, the one guy with the apples is pissed at the guy with the grapefruits. It happens all the time. I worked in a hostile produce environment one time. I'm not kidding you. There was a guy that served in Vietnam, and we had a Vietnamese kid working for us, and he used to have Vietnam flashbacks at work. It was not a good environment.
Bob has not pooped his pants, but
he has
worked
in
a hostile produce environment. Yeah. So remember that, Billy. If you're listening, Billy, remember that for the end of the week.
It was a hostile produce environment. It was very, very scary. I felt bad for the man that was having the Vietnam flashbacks. I felt bad for the kid that was. You know, it was really a bad situation.
Hostile, huh?
Very hostile for everybody. Had to deal with this stuff. So you have to have the buy-in.
Were there assaults with vegetables and things happening?
I'll tell you off the air what happened.
Oh, my God. Did you see the look in his eyes when he said that to
me? It was unbelievable.
You're scarred by this.
I'll never forget it.
I can legitimately tell you're haunted by this produce.
It happened when I was 16. I'll never forget it. How could you forget it when you witness this stuff?
Show me on the doll, Bob.
And you got to have the buy-in. And that's why I go back to Landon Collins as well, because if you bring him in, he's a guy that knows that this system works. And he can help the rest of the players buy in. So it is a big process to switch defenses. And if you don't have the right players out there to pair with the coach, you're going to be in the same position that you are right now. So there still needs to be changes from a player standpoint. Spags is a great start, but you need a player's change as well.
All right, we'll discuss a story we talked about yesterday that has been debunked.
Yeah.
And he should shut it down. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
All right, we were talking about this story yesterday. We found out that the Ball in the Family reality series was still a thing, which I actually didn't know until yesterday.
Learned yesterday that Tom Crean coaches at Georgia.
That too.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Did you catch the end of that game?
No.
Well, the reason you know Tom Crean's at Georgia now is they were playing yesterday, tie game, a little over a second left, dude at the free throw line. Someone throws something out of the stands.
Oh, no kidding.
Technical.
Yeah.
Free throws, game over.
Oh.
Crean came over and did the old grab the microphone.
This isn't Alabama.
Don't throw stuff on the floor. Yeah, did the old Billy Tubbs, whoever, name a coach that's done that.
Yeah.
So he
like
did that.
Like a grocery endorsement, too?
And it was like, oh, there's Tom Crean. So, and then they lost the game by one.
Some Crean corn.
Yeah, Tom Cream Corn.
That's right.
I like it.
Peaches and cream.
Here's a dirty little secret for you. If you're making cornbread, mix in a can of cream corn into the batter. Yeah, thank me later.
Duh on that one, by the way, but it is amazing.
What else do you use cream corn for?
I've never really had a hankering for some cream corn.
For whatever reason, I remember my grandmother giving me that. That sounds like something an old person would eat.
You put cheesy corn instead.
You could do cheese.
Yeah, that's true. Text line 69306, what was the last thing you had a hankering for?
Yeah, a hankering.
Hunk of cheese. Always a hunk of cheese. It's the only thing you hanker for.
So yesterday we found out that the Ball in the Family reality series was continuing. And the reason we were discussing it yesterday, there was a story in Yahoo that said LaMelo Ball, the youngest of the Ball brothers, was making college plans.
Good.
You're like, okay, how's this exactly going to work? He went and played professionally with his brother, didn't he? We saw they took him over.
Maybe. Is this the right Ball?
They took him, yes.
Was there two Balls?
Yes. LiAngelo and LaMelo. And three, but Lonzo's already in the NBA. Remember, LiAngelo was the one that stole the sunglasses from the Louis Vuitton store or whatever and got kicked off the UCLA team. And then LeVar took the boys to Lithuania to play pro ball.
So LeVar took,
let your balls hang out.
LeVar took right. Two balls to Lithuania.
Correct.
To play?
Both balls.
Okay.
Or two of his three balls he took with
but
him.
But the one
to
ball stayed and played in the NBA.
Correct.
So the other two balls went and played in Lithuania.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm just making sure I got that straight.
So
I didn't realize.
So the story was suddenly LaMelo was talking about, oh, yeah, I'm still thinking about going to college. Well, he's at like a prep school in Ohio. I'm not sure he's eligible after playing pro ball, but whatever.
Whatever.
And the story was, in the Ball in the Family reality series, LaMelo said, oh, I'm going for sure now. I actually talked to USC 2 days ago, talking to KU.
Oh, great.
And we discussed it yesterday. We're like, wow, how about LaMelo as a Jayhawk?
And I think it's a great idea. I'd love the circus.
And I said, I don't wish that upon Bill to have to deal with LeVar.
But I said to you, that's his bed. He's making it. If he's recruiting this kid, he doesn't care.
Well, someone close to the program, listening to us on the show yesterday, reached out. Yesterday, about the middle of the day, like, by the way, just want to let you guys know,
we
have not talked to LaMelo.
You got to relax and focus in on the ball, squeeze it.
So the Jayhawks have not reached out to
LaMelo. Oh, but there's
LaMelo
more
Ball.
To the story.
And then USA, a little bit of the more of the story is USA Today had reported also that this episode was taped in November.
We also do wet ball drills.
So
you know, we kick wet ball, we snap wet ball.
It was not only a while ago, but also... Again, this is if that was even shot in November, KU's not talked to LaMelo Ball, and it's not shot to LaMelo Ball.
But the moral of the story is he must have thought he was talking to Kentucky, right?
It was tough picking balls up.
Well, there was like, one us.
Maybe he thought
somebody else.
We were in Kentucky. So he doesn't even really know who he's talking to.
Maybe not.
That's the best part of the story.
Oh, yeah, he's not talking to us. Maybe he's confused of who he's talking to. I don't know.
I mean, Kentucky and Kansas both start with K's.
Right. Yeah. One's UK, one's KU. They're both blue. I get it.
When you're making stuff up,
right?
Your list includes these five schools, probably, right? The top of the thing. None of them are talking to you probably at all.
The fact that somebody in the program was listening to us and called and said, we haven't talked to this guy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Kentucky.
They wanted to cut it off quickly. It was funny. No.
I'm great for conversation. I've been great for conversation all my life.
Good for you.
Yes.
I don't want to be in the...
They don't want to be in the ball business.
The LaVar Ball business.
Do you
either.
Want to play with balls?
Not these balls.
No.
No.
Do you want the balls on your team?
No, not these balls.
He can go a long way for those balls.
Not these balls.
I mean, I'd like it, you know, just for the circus because it would be entertaining for us. And quite honestly, I think about what's entertaining for us more than I think about anything else. Right? That's kind of my selfish moment here. You know, is it good for the show to have the balls running around? Yes, it's good. It's good to have loose balls.
Yeah, if you had the balls out in Lawrence,
right? That's good for the show.
That would be really good.
Right?
If you you had the day after, this is another selfish one. If LaVar Ball has a chat with Gary Bedore,
right,
of the Star after every game,
you want that.
Yes,
it's entertainment.
Yes,
it's good for the show.
Yes, if the balls were out in Lawrence, that'd be fine.
Yes, it'd be very good for the show.
Yes, but
there'd be something every
would
day.
Would I wish that upon any coach or program? No.
Do you think the balls would hang out in Lawrence?
I mean, it's proven he'll move there. So yeah.
Right.
I think
the other side of the duplex.
I think they'd move the balls to Lawrence. Yeah.
My balls was hot.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Do you think the balls would like hanging out in Lawrence?
He'd be in Lawrence, yeah.
Oh, he would be. Ugh. Yeah.
He'd be out all the time in Lawrence.
I had no idea we were going to take this angle with all the ball jokes.
What are you talking about? We're talking about the family that may have been
the story we were talking about yesterday that was refuted by Kansas. I don't know what you're.
Kansas said we have no interest in playing with the balls.
They haven't reached out to the balls.
Do you think Kentucky's reached out to the balls?
Maybe at one time.
Is that how it goes now? You reach out to all the balls?
I hustled balls when I was a kid.
This feels like something Kentucky would have done before the balls got too hot.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like before they went to Lithuania. I think once they went to Lithuania, that was over.
Yeah, international.
But I think when like LaMelo was scoring 90 for his might have been junior high team.
May have been junior high.
Remember that game where like
I do.
They just fed him the entire time.
Yeah,
and he had like 90 points or whatever. Like I think a lot of schools were probably in on him then.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous deep balls.
But then, I think the balls just got too hot. After that Lithuania ripping off stuff.
And it's
China
tough
thing.
To cool the balls off once they get hot.
Yeah,
too.
I think it's cooling.
And really, at the end of the day, it's more hassle. It really is. More hassle than anything.
You don't want to have hassle with your balls.
No.
Zion Williamson blew out a shoe last night.
Yes, he did.
Not a good look for Nike. I haven't checked. This was early on in the day that there was somebody checking the pre-market trading and Nike was down. So it's like Nike was going to have to really bounce back from their shoe blowing up, right?
They got a lot of damage.
So the most hyped college basketball game of the season turns out to be kind of a dud. Carolina will take it. Number 8 North Carolina wins at number 1 Duke 88-72. But less than a minute into the game, Zion Williamson suffers a knee injury and doesn't return.
Slipping and injured is Zion Williamson. And 36 seconds into the game, Zion Williamson is down.
He blew through his shoe.
Yeah.
Look at his left shoe. He blew completely through the shoe, and then he started holding his right knee. I mean, his shoe blew apart. I've never seen anything like that. Watch when he plants right here. His foot comes out of his shoe. That's unbelievable.
Which would be, that's the call on ESPN, which would be like, oh my gosh, he blew his shoe out if he didn't hurt his knee too.
Yeah.
If he blew his shoe out, like, check out Zion Williamson. He blew out a shoe. A bad look for Nike. This is the number one prospect heading to the NBA. This is your number one ranked team in college basketball, and I don't think Zion Williamson should play again.
I'm a college
first. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Going for the national champion. Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. From a business perspective, you've posted your score. You don't need Duke. You didn't need Duke in the first place, really.
Right.
But the NBA knows who you are, and this isn't going to affect your draft status at all. Shut it down. Just forget it. You may have gotten away with a minor injury and what could have been a really, really bad deal and really wrecked your draft status. You posted your number. Don't play again.
I'm looking at the picture right now. You do a Nike search, and the second thing that comes up is Nike shares slide in pre-market trading after Zion Williamson's sneaker malfunction. Mm-hmm. So now that's what we're going with, sneaker malfunction on this one. But for Zion Williamson right now, if that shoe doesn't bust open like that, he doesn't get hurt, and he probably plays the entire game, and maybe we're treated to a better basketball game than we got last night. I was really excited about that game last night. And less than a minute in, Zion Williamson's done. I'm like, oh, no, this sucks now. And the North Carolina got out to a big lead, and that was that. And the game was never really a game because Zion Williamson blew out his sneaker. And if the sneaker doesn't blow out, he probably doesn't get hurt, and he plays the entire game. And so if you're Nike today, you're thinking about this, or if you're a kid lacing up Nikes, are these shoes going to support me in a basketball game? Because we saw the best player in college basketball blow out a shoe and go down and potentially get injured.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking about when I was putting on my Nikes this morning.
I'll tell you what, when I strap on those running shoes later on today, Nike running shoes, I love them. They're fantastic shoes, but it's going to be in the back of your mind. Are these going to support me now?
And then Puma basketball tweeting out, you know, wouldn't happen in Pumas, and then they deleted the tweet.
Which I'm really upset that they deleted.
I think that's pretty good stuff. But I'm Zion, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, done.
Not, Not going back to college basketball. He probably will. He probably will play again this year for Duke, but I wouldn't.
I mean, I did like the tweets that I saw last night that were all various, just accurate as hell, where Zion Williamson blew his knee out playing in a game for free where the tickets were $3,000.
It's true.
Like,
in a shoe that the coach picked out because he's got a contract.
Because he's got a contract with him, right?
Yeah.
So you're selling tickets to, what is Cameron hold? 9,000?
Yeah.
9,600, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, $3,000 a pop. This kid's playing for free, possibly. Could ruin his.
He doesn't know Duke a thing.
Yeah. My daughter asked me last night as we were watching the game. She says, "Does the whole school have to go to that game?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." So Duke's enrollment's only 6,600. She goes, "Well, they could all fit." I'm like, "Yeah, but I don't think they have to go to that game." Yeah,
those aren't the people with the money. Chance to win a one night stay at the Westin. We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 o'clock. Our 8 o'clock prize. Find out how to win it coming up. Is there anyone worth 10? We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.